B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy. Oh, the phones today. Ahoy.
Hey.
Oh, hey, Billy. How are you? It's Stan.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I'm good. I just got a... Have you ever had sangria?
Yeah, I've had sangria. One of the best places I've had sangria is up at the Colombian restaurant. I know they got one up in Sarasota, up in Tampa, too. The sangria is great.
Well, yeah, I bet they know what they're doing.
They sure do. They got their special mixture there, and it's awesome.
I got sick off it.
Wait, what are you doing drinking sangria, Billy?
Well,
you're 12.
My mom had something, I think they call a hen party.
Oh, yeah, that's where a bunch of ladies come over and they start cackling and like hens. And were they drinking sangria?
And she got all excited and she said, "I'm making sangria. You have to help me."
You have to help her?
Yes, because something about she can't cut fruit because of her acrylic nails.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and so you were left cutting fruit.
Yeah, it was a lot of work. And I didn't even know what all goes in it, but yeah, I
some
cut
booze,
it all up.
Some booze goes in there, and it tastes like Kool-Aid, though. You don't know it until it hits you.
Yeah, it was just like a red drink.
Yeah.
Like punch.
Yes. But it's not for a 12-year-old. Did she let you drink this, or did you just take some?
Oh, I just took it. Mm-hmm. You know, there reaches a point where they don't pay attention.
Right. And what did you think of it?
Yeah, it was fun for a while.
Yeah, for a while.
But because it didn't taste like anything, I kind of overdid it.
Mm.
But as bad as I was, she was worse.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And at first it was like normal.
Mm.
And I think one of these ladies brought cocaine.
Well, knowing your mom, I wouldn't be a bit surprised mixing the sangria with cocaine. How do you know that, though?
Well, I never saw it because they wouldn't want me to see that.
Sure.
But I noticed at some point that, you know, I was drinking the sangria, so I had to use the bathroom a lot.
Yeah.
But they had to use it more.
They were doing something.
And I noticed that the level of conversation out of nowhere spiked from, on a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
From like a 3 to a 9.5, like within 5 minutes, they were all going at it. And they were alternating between laughing and yelling. And I felt uncomfortable because I have a penis with some of the things that they were saying were absolutely horrifying.
A lot of man-hating stuff?
Yeah.
Don't let it bother you. You know
then,
who we are.
And then one of their husbands showed up and there was a big scene.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Billy. What's on your mind, buddy?
I probably shouldn't even said that. That's not why I called.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, I want to wish Junior a happy birthday.
Well, let me see if he's available. Junior, are you available to talk to Billy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What is it?
Happy birthday, Junior.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
Jeez.
You're a good guy.
Oh, well, thank you, Billy.
And
I thought for sure you were going to chastise me for a second.
Well, I hope you have a great birthday. I'm just a kid. There's nothing I can do about it.
Oh, thanks, man.
So are you going to, you know, have a birthday party or something?
I'm going to have a crab boil.
You ever have one of those? You ever have a crab boil?
No. That's a little too exotic.
It's fun.
Have you ever had sangria, Junior?
Yes.
Maybe you should have that with your crab boil.
No, I'm good. No sangria. Probably just a couple beers a night and that's it.
So you're going to have beers and a crab boil?
Yeah, Louisiana style.
Have you ever been to Louisiana?
No.
How do you know that?
YouTube.
YouTube, Billy.
But I thought you liked Old Bay. That's from Maryland.
That's true.
Okay, yeah, but like Cajuns use Old Bay too.
I don't know. They don't.
Yeah, they do,
no,
man.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. What I do is I put a ton of Old Bay in this pot and then a ton of Cajun seasoning, garlic powder, onion powder. I throw every spice he could think of in it. Bunch of cayenne pepper to make people cry.
It's a good way to ruin a crab boil when you don't know what spices you're putting in to make it, you know, Maryland or Cajun.
Do you think that's wise?
Absolutely.
Have you done it before?
Yes, I have.
Did you get sick?
No. No, I did not. In fact, I felt great the next day. Well, I got sick off of salmon before.
Well, what'd you do?
I bought some pre-marinated salmon from the grocery store. It's kind of been sitting out.
You know why they do that?
Yeah, they're trying to get rid of it. They're trying to sell it. I know that now.
Yeah, because when they pre-marinate, it's because it went bad, and they try and get some life back in it.
Yep, get it off the shelf before they have to lose money.
Yeah, and I was the dummy who, you know, fell for it.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. That's convenient. Ha, ha, ha. I'll take this.
See, even Billy knows. Even Billy knows you don't do that.
Yeah, well, it's even, like I learned about sangria. I didn't know before, but now I know better.
Even you knew that Old Bay, that's Maryland. That's Maryland-style crab.
How do you know that, Billy? How do you even know anything about a crab boil? What have you
done? I basically have to raise myself and I make do with whatever ingredients there are around the house.
Right, and that's what I'm doing. I'm just throwing every spice I can in it.
And then read the label on Old Bay, and it talks about the state of Maryland on it.
And, sure, and a very whatever. And a very wise man told me when I was still a very small child, I'll never forget, read the label, set a better table, wear a dress, hide the mess.
Yep.
So, crab boil for one, Junior?
Crab boil for a bunch of people. I'm going to have a lot of people over tonight.
Oh, so you're having a birthday party.
Yeah, man. Yeah. A little get-together.
That's awesome. This is tonight?
Yeah, this is tonight, right after work. I'm going to start the boil.
So, who all's coming?
Let's see. I got my nephews, my nieces, my stepsister and her husband.
Anybody his age?
My mother. Yeah, all the nephews and nieces, they're pretty close. Well, how old are you again? 7?
He's 12.
Oh, you don't sound like it. Let's see. I'm going to have Haney come over. Haney's going to be there. Yeah, and then the guy who gave me the job here.
Me, you little bitch.
What?
What did you? Whoa. This is my birthday, little boy.
Yeah, well, you call me 7? You little bitch.
Yeah, you're a little punk-ass bitch. Don't call me that. This is my birthday, damn it.
That escalated quickly. It is.
You escalated it quickly, you little bastard.
All I want to know is who's coming to your birthday party.
That's all he asked, Junior. You're like a trip hammer. You were ready to go after him the second he said happy birthday to you.
Yeah, because this always happens. Every time Billy calls, he ends up calling me a little bitch or something.
You called him a bitch. I just heard you.
This 7-year-old kid just lashes out at me.
He's not 7. He's 12.
Whatever. Who cares?
He's a very mature for his age, too.
Yeah, drinking sangria while his mom and their friends are doing cocaine in the bathroom.
Yeah, would have been nice for an invite.
Oh, you didn't invite him?
Oh, what? Do you want to come? Do you want to come, Billy?
To your crab boil?
Yeah, do you want to come to my crab boil? That's what I'm asking this 7-year-old child.
Well, that's why I want to know who's going to be there.
A lot of people, man. A lot of people.
Like who?
What, you want me to go over the list again?
Yeah.
My nephews, my nieces, my mother, Haney, and the person who gave me the job at the radio station, Randy Bailey. All going to be there, and my stepsister and her husband.
You notice something, Billy? Stan's not mentioned in that.
Because Stan said no. Stan flat out said, I will absolutely not go.
Yep, flat no.
And I have to force Haney to go.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're pretty demanding.
Dude, I'm not demanding. You're demanding.
Well, it sounds pretty demanding to me.
Dude, I am so sick of you. Every time you call, like, bro.
Do not talk to a kid.
I don't
that
care.
Way.
I'm
Dude,
not gonna,
you're an adult.
I'm not
going to
have a
kid.
7-year-old disrespect me
He's
on my
a
birthday.
Kid.
I'm sick of it, dude.
Well, Junior, what you fail to understand is because I know I'm not 7, it doesn't bother me.
Oh, it bothers you. I know it bothers you deep down on the inside.
You know,
there you go.
That.
Call me a little bitch again.
But you think an awful lot of yourself.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, you go, hi, I'm Junior. It's my birthday. I demand that the only two surviving members of Mark Haney and the Buzzards come to my crab boil.
Whoa, dude, that
yeah,
was
that
dark.
No, that's true, man. That think dark. About that. That's like asking Paul and Ringo to come over. They don't do it for free.
Hey, I mean, come on.
That's
not fair.
That is. Randy Bailey's your
friends.
Ringo. They're drummers.
They're my
Paul
friends,
McCartney
man.
Plays the guitar. Haney plays the guitar. That's true, Billy. I never thought about that.
Wow.
Boy,
the two surviving
nice.
Members of the Buzzards come
yeah.
and entertain me for free.
You know what I want for my birthday? I want the only two surviving, the only two living members of Mark Haney and the Buzzards to come to my crab boil.
How's your mom, by the way? Saw her last weekend. You were asleep.
Yeah, well, my mom wouldn't bang you with my...
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The bell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws spies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
This is William Shatner. Take the next few minutes and listen very closely. You'll be amazed at
Stan and Haney.
Okay?
Can there be a little more excitement in the beginning?
I love it. Okay. This is William Shatner, and listen very closely. You'll be amazed at
Stan and Haney.
Okay, so I think that came pretty close.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. My name is Stan. This is my friend Mark Haney. I've known him for about 4 decades. And behind the glass.
Not all of them pleasant.
No. The last decade's been okay. Where's No Junior?
Oh, he had errands to run today.
He had errands to run?
Yeah. And I don't know if this is a new policy or not, but I like it.
What?
When I pulled up at Broadcast House, you know, I always have my radio on because I like to listen to the Stan and Haney show.
Yeah.
And it bothered me for a second.
I've already got the answer to what you're going to say, but go ahead.
Because I questioned myself because I shut my car off to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize it's not my imagination. I'm still hearing the Stan and Haney show at full volume, and it's being run off a gas-powered generator.
Mm-hmm.
And if this was done simply for my convenience,
it's not.
I would really like to thank some people around here because that was so thoughtful.
You didn't even come into the mix. Not even into the mix.
Because it's an empty parking lot, and our show is at full volume.
It has to be. Now, do you want to know?
I can't imagine why. Other than for my convenience.
Now, think Beasley. They have a generator here at Broadcast House. And I'm assuming for next Tuesday.
It's out there rolling coal.
I know. For next Tuesday, they might need a generator. When we're doing our toy drop outside.
Yeah?
For extra power. So, the engineer and mother, operations manager, realize that the generator has been sitting around for a long time.
Well, you got to run them to run the gunk out of them.
Correct.
Put some gum out
and
in
it's
that
got
some bitch.
And it's got some old gas in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you need some gum out.
In order for it to run properly. So
these are things that you and I, as teenage muscle car owners, knew. You needed gum out. You needed Bondo.
Yes. So the chief engineer thought, since it's got a full tank of gas in it, we'll start it off. He just started the generator. There was nothing connected to it. He just started the generator to burn off all the gas that is in the generator so that they can put fresh gasoline in it.
The old gas.
Burn the old gas off.
That's been there for years.
I don't know how long.
Last hurricane, probably.
Probably. So I get in here. And everybody's asking the same question. Why is there a generator running?
It's a Stan and Haney vanity project.
Yeah. And then I was told, well, the engineer wanted to get the old gas out of it.
So why not just run the generator?
Because they got to put some amperage
on it. Oh, I see.
And so the engineer decided after about an hour and a half of the thing running on its own, and it's sputtering, to bring out an amplifier and tuner.
And blast K-Rock.
And blast K-Rock. Pulling more energy, making the gas in the tank burn out faster.
And you know what else? That's nice for the guys that are crawling up on the tower.
I said the exact same thing. I said it gives them a little something because they're up on the radio tower today. So that,
but I like
that
idea.
And K-Rock's on the speaker out there. That's just to burn the old gas off so we don't ruin another generator.
You know what? I think we should have, at all times, speakers around the perimeter of the building, up and down the road, blaring our show.
They'll get some complaints out of that.
From who?
Well, your garden center
nobody
people
around.
And the trailer park across the way. You're going to get a lot of complaints.
Well, maybe if we just angle it squares directionally at the building.
I understand in some areas of this community, you and I are beloved. In other areas of this community, we're detested. It just raises complaints.
Well, what I've noticed is when I'm out and about during best ofs.
Yeah.
And I'm in traffic.
Yeah.
And I look around and I notice certain people are laughing. Certain people are just neutral. And I'll try and pick out who's listening.
Yeah. It's not hard to do. You can tell the people that really enjoy us and the people that detest us. Or are neutral about it. We're background noise to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
so that's why there's speakers all over the place.
Background music / time killer.
That's what we do for a living.
We make you think of something other than what you're doing.
Yes.
If you're working with a power saw, just be careful.
Yeah. We'll have the grab bag when we come back. Are you smarter than Haney today? And I might. 96.1% sure I might have a little surprise for us on the Stan and Haney show today. A surprise that years in the making.
Wow. I can't remember which stat it was, but I think things might be looking up. Because I think it's either quarterback rating or completion percentage.
Yeah.
And Tua's rating.
Yeah.
96.1.
Ooh. See what I mean?
Things are good. Everything's great.
Everything's great. Well, Stan and Haney.
I know.
96 K-Rock.
From border to border, from east to west, week after week, year after year, this is the biggest show in town.
Stan and Haney.
Stars in the afternoon over the 159 stations from coast to coast.
96 K-Rock.
We are Stan and Haney. Wednesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. We got the grab bag coming up here for you in just a second.
We're your Christmas friends.
We're your Christmas friends. Now,
don't worry about nothing.
I got to tell you quickly here, but it's so important. It's been a long day.
Are we at a bar right now?
I wish I was.
Because that's what it sounded like to me. Sorry. Like we'd already been here a while, and
what do I got?
You know what?
What do I got in my hand? That's what's causing it.
I got something important.
Hey,
I got something important.
Lord knows we've been in that situation
a few times. Now listen,
hey. Next Tuesday is our 96 K-Rock toy drop. And I know you've heard us talking about it. It's going to be right here at Broadcast House, right at the radio station.
We're going to have a generator.
Yep, that's working. 11 to 6 p.m., 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Tuesday. It's going to be a drive-through toy drop-off. We're going to be doing our show outside of the studio.
It's going to be effing huge, man.
Mari is going to kick things off, and we want you to come by, drop off an unwrapped toy or a cash donation, because North Fort Myers Santa will be delivering toys to kids in Suncoast Estates, Barrett Park, and Pine Echo in North Fort Myers.
But all you have to do is make it to Stan and Haney Boulevard.
And drop a toy off, a new unwrapped toy or a cash donation. Now, I know a lot of you are listening to this and saying, you know, I can't stand you guys.
Yeah.
You guys get on my nerves. Here's one thing you can't say about Stan and Haney. We are dedicated to two things. And that's our military and our veterans and kids. Mm-hmm. So if I'm saying to you and Haney's saying to you, kids, it's so important. We would like you not only as individuals, but ask people around your job site. Managers, ask your staff people. Get some toys together.
Yeah.
Drop them off on Tuesday, and let's help some kids.
You may not understand what it is we do, okay?
Yeah,
that's a given.
Yeah, you don't get us.
But statistics show that small children and members of the military understand every single word we say.
Yep. So, please, let us help some kids this Christmas. I know there's a lot of things you can donate to. This just takes a few minutes of your day. Swing by, drop off some toys. Two men in a truck are helping to deliver those toys. Want to make a Christmas special for some kids.
Means something.
Yeah.
Come on.
If you want to drop off your toys early, you come by the radio station. They got a doorbell. They'll take your stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's make it mean something.
Yeah. I'm
this
dead.
Year.
I'm serious though. You may not like us. You may not get us. But those of you that do know, the military and kids are very important to Stan and Haney. Don't want to see a kid not have anything for Christmas. So don't do it for us. Do it for them. And for Maria, she's out going to be out there first.
And, yeah,
you know,
I wonder if it'll be hot.
I don't want to see her getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't like her being exposed to the elements.
I don't think it's a good idea
unless she's on the beach with her toes in the sand.
Yep.
Then she's fine.
So there you go. Let's do the grab bag.
I'm not sure if she can handle the environment out there.
It's tough there out on the old asphalt.
I mean, we're built for it.
Yeah.
We're used to it.
Yeah.
Mario's going to learn some hard lessons.
Yeah. Let's make it as easy on her as possible.
That was a great intro.
Thank you.
Hey.
Sorry.
This is in part.
A lot of gastritis.
That was awesome. And you know what? It worked.
I know.
Because people paid attention to you.
Yep. What's wrong with him? Is he finally going to drop dead on the air?
We're not going to do that, are we?
It'll be my last and greatest stunt. Pewter
I thought
mug.
We would at least have the grace to end up in our recliners.
I'm hoping it doesn't end that way. I'm hoping. I don't want to end up that way.
Well, I don't think you know.
You
or
don't
do you?
Know. You don't know, but the odds are. Pewter mug north, US 41 North Naples.
See, I'd rather not know. Until it's over.
Yeah, me too.
And then someone would inform me.
I agree.
Gently.
You're dead.
Hey. I don't want to shock you. But you're going to have to make some adjustments.
Yes.
There's been an incident.
You know what? I just can't. Every day I finish up with work, I get home, have dinner, and cozy up to the TV for another Hallmark Christmas special. Just love it.
Oh, aren't they great?
They are just fantastic. And why aren't
so you?
So
romantic.
Why aren't you playing Hallmark Christmas special? Hold on.
Should have left the music running. Nobody would know.
I know. There you go.
There you go.
What's
See,
wrong?
Now nobody knows.
Let's make sure I got everything that's supposed to be done here.
As long as this is going on in the background, it sounds like everything's fine. There you
Tonight,
go.
On the Hallmark Channel,
I like
Christmas
up
in a gourmet restaurant.
Hot cocoa.
He's a former priest turned big city restaurateur who's famous for his holiday hot cocoa. She's a former pole dance instructor turned food critic who's fighting a lifelong battle with lactose intolerance. Are they really from two different worlds? Or do opposites really attract? What are you, new? It's Christmas in a gourmet restaurant. Tonight on the Hallmark Channel.
I'll be tuning in, as always.
You know what I'd like to tune in?
What?
And I probably will at some point this season, but I think you have to be intoxicated.
For?
To enjoy those movies.
Oh! First of all, they're meant for women who are drinking a little wine or spiked eggnog. And then you're pulled in, and what else can you do but drink along right with them?
But, you know, it's a lot of bright colors and snow. Yes. And
apparently, 2021 is the year, according to people.
Here's the trick, though. If they suck you into watching one of those, because they'll be so happy that you've agreed to sit through one, say, yeah, I'll do it on one condition. What's that, honey? It'll be so nice. We watch Die Hard tomorrow. It's a Christmas movie.
It is a Christmas movie. 2021.
Junior just mouthed, no, it's not. Why are you involving yourself?
I'm in the middle of doing something.
Because it takes place in Christmas. That doesn't mean it's a Christmas movie.
This is a sponsored segment.
And Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Thank you.
Okay, well then why'd you bring me into this conversation?
Because
it's not a Christmas.
Jeez, not today. Not today. Or have I heard that before? Not today.
Brah.
2021 is the year, I'm told, of small wins. If you get a small win in your life, it's important now. It's more important than it's ever been.
This is for you, small winner. For the thrill of finding a $20 bill in one of your old jacket pockets. Never mind the fact that it was your money to begin with and you're extremely forgetful. You're taking it as a small win. Way to go, small winner. Way to go. You found a great parking space where no one can ding either one of your doors. And it makes you forget the ticket in your glove box that you got for parking in a handicapped spot. No, you're taking this as a small win. Way to go. Because you're a small winner.
It's like our own Junior yesterday.
Yep.
Everybody around was watching him, and he made the decision. I know I'm in over my head, but I'm not going to be a little bitch.
I'm going to drive that car right up on the tow truck ramp.
Yeah, commitment.
Mm-hmm. Even though I don't know what I'm doing, does he really mean for me to do this? I don't know.
But I did it anyways.
But everybody's looking at me, and I'll be damned if I'm going to be a little bitch about this.
And you know what that is? It's a small win.
It sure is. And it carried you through the night.
Damn straight, I slept like a baby.
Are you a familiar, Junior, with Apple AirTags?
I heard about these.
What is
these AirTags?
How many different headphones can you come up with?
They're not headphones.
People are getting in trouble because of this thing. I know that.
You attach it to things so you don't lose things.
So you can track them like the government.
Yes. And apparently, leave it to devious people, probably from Southwest Florida. You know, your Lehigh Acres, your Cape Coral, mm-hmm. your North Fort Myers. They're using these Apple
AirTags.
What
about me, said San Carlos Park?
You too. Carjackers are using these AirTags to track vehicles. They're sticking them to vehicles.
Ooh, that's a pretty one.
Let's stick this thing on there. We'll just track them later when they're home to steal them. We'll steal the car.
These devices, they're like tagging devices using GPS and Bluetooth technology, and they're using that to install on different vehicles that they're looking to steal. By using an iPhone, they can always tell where the vehicle's location is, and then they can commit the theft on their watch, maybe later on in the at night, and it just always gives them, you know, the location of where that vehicle is being stored at the time.
Can you believe it?
People are also using it to stalk people.
Oh,
throwing that on their cars.
Oh,
and
sure.
Stuff.
Sure.
It's nothing but trouble.
There's a brewery in Milwaukee, Wisconsin that took down branches from the city's official Christmas tree to brew a special Christmas beer at their brewery to the tune of alcohol by volume 9.9. It's got a kick to it.
When I went to look at the tree, I said, I think that's a spruce tree, and I'm wondering if I could get a couple branches from that, because wouldn't it be cool to do something like that? Usually it turns out to be 8.6%. This year it's 9.9%. So we're just calling it a Christmas miracle. And it's something we're going to keep on doing for years to come.
Did you see where they burned down, the homeless guy burned down the Fox Christmas tree in New York?
No, I somehow missed that.
They got him. They arrested him. But the beautiful Christmas tree out in front of the Fox building last night went up in huge flames. Homeless guy decided to climb in.
Was this at the New York?
Yes, and set it on fire. It was a big bonfire.
He climbed it to set it on fire?
He got into the tree. And if Junior gets off the phone, there are plenty of good pictures and film of the tree just burning up.
And I know that I always ask the difficult question, why?
Why? Is there any explanation as to what's going on in New York?
Does he hate Christmas?
Maybe.
Does he specifically hate Christmas trees?
Nothing better to do.
Does he hate Fox News? Does he hate New York? Does he hate de Blasio?
Nobody does anything about de Blasio. You just got to vote him out. But he's a lame duck mayor, and he's still passing all kinds of ridiculous rules.
That's not a duck. That's a lame duck.
Yep. Last night, ABC aired the live Different Strokes special.
Isn't everybody dead?
Oh, there's the...
What the hell, man?
Lit it on fire.
Why do people want to destroy beautiful things?
They did Facts of Life last night, live before a studio audience, where... Lisa Welchel, we had her on the show.
Blair.
She came on, did a guest spot. Looks exactly the same.
Was Joe there?
No. And then they did Different Strokes.
Nobody left.
Kevin Hart played Arnold and went and did the old catchphrase, "What you talking about, Willis?"
Who was Willis?
That was Damon Wayans as Willis, Snoop Dogg as his friend Vernon, and Kevin Hart as Arnold.
Hey, Willis, come on, man. Let's set this stuff up.
Hey, what are you guys about to do?
Vernon's helping me with my class project. Vernon takes pictures for the school paper up in Harlem.
Yeah, that's right. And a picture from Vernon is worth 1,000 words.
Yeah. Well, I've seen those pictures, Vernon, and the first word that comes to mind is blurry.
Arnold, take your little A out of here.
Hey, Vernon and Willis, I told you, this is my room, too.
See, that's the problem. I got no quiet, I got no privacy, I got nowhere to go to think my deep thoughts.
What you talking about, Willis?
Hear that right there. Yeah. There it was. Yeah.
It is...
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some.
It takes different strokes. It takes
different. Yeah.
41 years ago, I was in my college dorm room with my buddy Jay McKinney, and we were watching Monday Night Football. The Patriots and the Miami Dolphins. Everything was normal until this happened.
It'll be fourth down. Kavanaugh will let it run down for one final attempt. He'll let the seconds tick off to give Miami no opportunity whatsoever. Timeout is called. 3 seconds remaining. John Smith is on the line. And I don't care what's on the line, Howard. You have got to say what we know in the booth.
Yes, we have to say it. Remember, this is just a football game, no matter who wins or loses. An unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous, perhaps, of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival. Hard to go back to the game after that news flash, which in duty bound we had to take. Frank?
Indeed it is.
Frank.
You see how he just says it and then just throws it over to Gifford?
Mm-hmm. He drops the bomb.
Yep.
Says how difficult it is to go back to a football game.
Yep.
Go ahead and do that, Frank.
Yeah, go ahead. And Frank had to. I remember watching that game, and that was the first news I had heard. What's the matter?
There's a hair on your microphone that is trying to mate with you. Every time
right
you speak, yeah, every time you speak, the wind catches it and it goes towards you.
I don't know whose hair that is. It looks like a dog's hair.
But you were in danger of ingesting
it. I don't want to do that.
It was trying to get you.
41 years ago, John Lennon shot dead in New York City. I still can't believe when I heard it.
That's because back then things like that didn't happen.
Right. It was a shock. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. When we come back, we've got the local beat. And you want to talk about stealing a vehicle. This guy is left without his work and livelihood because of some Cape Coral thieves. And it was a bold move. We'll tell you about it also when we come back. Got a little surprise for you.
For me?
For you, our audience.
Well, that's very nice.
2 years in the making.
One of Stan's radio surprises?
It was Stan's radio surprise. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Suddenly, there's a whole new way of looking at radio. Introducing
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Junior, is Carly here today so she can play Are You Smarter Than Haney? Do we know if she's...
Yeah, I just saw her.
All right. Just double check that she can play.
What, you want me to go ask
Not
now?
Not right now.
You know what, Stan?
What?
If you don't mind, our audience at this time of day, there are some of you that listen to the whole show. And there are others that maybe listen now, and then they're not listening later.
Yeah.
I would really like to share with the 3 o'clock audience the Christmas spirit and what we treated the audience to yesterday just before
closing the
show.
I have a song, too.
Do you?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
I have a song.
A song that will inspire people for the Christmas spirit?
Yep.
Well, okay then. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I do. I just want to say that this was a labor of love. A lot of people involved. I'll just say this.
How many people would you say were involved?
Well, I got it written down here. This song was written by Mark Haney. It was produced by me. It was engineered.
Well, I've written a lot of songs.
Yep. It was engineered and arranged by Rick Peterson. And it is performed by Blacktop Mojo. Let's give it a listen.
It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again. It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again. It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again.
Yeah!
It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney. Christmas time with Stan and Haney again. It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again. It's Christmas time.
It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again.
Let me just tell you again, the people involved with that, Mark Haney, myself, Rick Peterson, and, of course, the talents of Blacktop Mojo. We all got together, so let's get this thing done.
Yeah. That's great.
Isn't that awesome?
You know, as a songwriter, I couldn't be prouder.
Yeah, that was one of your bigger moments right there.
It really gets the point across.
2 years in the making. And while a lot went into that, it really wasn't that major. Once you had the tools, it wasn't that major of a deal.
Really?
Yeah.
I was told that was virtually impossible.
It was not.
Well, obviously.
It was. You want to hear it again?
Yeah, we need an encore.
I completely agree. Let me see. Oh, here it is. Let me just get it.
And what's the title of that?
It's Christmas Time with Stan and Haney again. And I want to thank so many people that were involved with that. And
Blacktop Mojo, the whole gang.
Absolutely,
there.
The whole gang. And, you know, Rick Peterson and, of course, me doing the research
executive producer
of the thing.
And we'd also like to thank Meg.
Yes, I do. Absolutely want to.
Meg was involved.
Yep, she was the one that found the podcast and. So many people involved with this.
So I'm involved, you're involved, yep. Blacktop Mojo, Rick Peterson,
Meg.
Yeah.
Even Scott, our listener.
Yep.
Who.
And thanks to Nutmeg at Christmas time.
Yep.
What's the name of this again?
It's Christmas Time with Stan and Haney again. Blacktop Mojo.
I'll try to remember it.
It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again. It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again. It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again. It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again.
Beautiful.
It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney. It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again. It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again. It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again.
There we go. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, that's really got me in the Christmas spirit. Can we keep it going?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, it's one of your favorites, Stan.
The story of Christmas is as old as time itself. So believe me, brothers and sisters, let's not put none of that good soul talent on the shelf. If you've been wearied and lonely and didn't know what to do, come and take a few of these simple lessons from James Brown, me. And you'll feel the same way, too. Huh. I do the monkey, the mashed potatoes, whenever I'm blue. Don't worry about nothing. Get some exercise.
What?
And you can do the same thing, too. You know the story.
You gotta get some exercise.
On Christmas morn, a sweet little baby boy was born.
That's Jesus.
Don't worry about
yes,
nothing.
That's Jesus.
'Cause I'm your friend. I'm your friend.
But James Brown's your friend.
Christmas friend.
Don't Christmas
worry
friend.
About nothing. Cause I'm your friend. I'm your friend.
Thank you, James.
Don't worry about nothing. Cause I'm your Christmas friend. Don't be hungry.
What?
Cause I'm your friend.
Don't be hungry
I'm
because
Christmas
I am
friend.
Your friend. I'm not gonna feed you, but
hey,
I'm your friend.
Listen to me. Don't be hungry when I'm in need. I dig talent to make my heart bleed. It makes my heart bleed with blood as red as fire. To dance is what makes me say I don't want to cry. I got the feeling I'm soaking wet.
What?
Get up! I'm in a cold sweat.
Why?
All right now.
His heart is bleeding.
Yeah, but he's your friend.
I do the mocking. The mashed potato. Yeah. Whenever I'm blue. Good exercise.
Yeah. Don't leave me in a cold sweat. Nothing.
Get some exercise.
Don't tell me what to do.
You know the story on Christmas morn. A sweet little baby boy was born. Don't worry about nothing. Cause I'm your friend.
Thank you, James. Thank you.
I'm your friend.
Thank you, friend.
I'm your friend.
I'm still worrying a little bit, though.
I'm your friend.
Christmas
don't
friend?
Don't be hungry when I'm in need.
Don't be hungry when I'm in need. Because it makes his heart bleed.
Blood and fire.
Oh, I don't want to cry.
What?
I got the feeling.
He doesn't want to
so
cry.
Wet.
In a cold sweat.
I'm in a cold.
You know, there was a time that Stan was frightened of that.
Not at all. Not with the Godfather of Soul.
I'm not saying now.
The one that we play as the last one is the one that startled me. Local beat.
I think that would startle anyone.
Yes.
And you can never relive your first time hearing it.
Yeah.
And we like to bless people with that every Christmas season.
This story from NBC2 is about as cold can get.
As cold as ice?
And willing to sacrifice. Yes. Headline. Cape Coral man out of job after thieves steal his semi.
You don't do that.
Now, I'm not joking here. And at beautiful Cape Coral. You know what? Cape Coral, you should be ashamed.
Well, it's one of the most sinless cities in America.
Yeah, and then this happens.
It shows you how good that survey was.
A Cape Coral man is unemployed after his semi-truck was stolen from a Target parking lot in Cape Coral on Monday night. Craig Thatcher lives in Cape Coral for part of the year. He hauls frozen foods and medical supplies around the country, including Southwest Florida.
Huh, that sounds awfully, an awful lot like a productive member of society.
Correct. He parks his maroon semi-truck in the Target parking lot because of a Cape Coral City ordinance banning commercial vehicles from being parked on his property, so he parks it over at the Target. He said he went to the parking lot to haul medical supplies to Atlanta on Tuesday afternoon when he noticed the semi was gone. The Cape Coral Police Department told him they received security footage from Target showing a silver sedan circling the semi before the thieves hopped out, hot-wired the truck, and headed north towards Punta Gorda. Thatcher said, immediate hypertension. I was furious. That's my bread and butter. I need that thing. That's my income. That's my job.
And by order of the city of Cape Coral, he can't secure it on his private property.
He said replacing the semi would cost him in upwards of $70,000. But since he hauls frozen food, the theft also continues to disrupt the supply chain in our area. Thatcher says stealing that from me is taking good food off of our table.
So did they take the semi and the trailer?
They took the, I don't know, I would assume, if he was hauling frozen food. I can't even imagine how many people's tables this is going to affect, said Thatcher. He said the Cape Police Department told him the thieves took the semi at around 8:30 p.m. on Monday evening. And the Cape Coral Police Department is asking people, if you know anything about the theft, please contact them. His semi.
And he's...
There you go.
That's nice.
It's got a sleeper cabin and everything.
He's law-abiding, realizes that he can't have that on his property where he can keep an eye on it. So in full compliance, he has to park it in a public area.
And they hotwire it and take it off towards Punta Gorda. Unbelievable. It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney.
How can they get away with that? I mean, that sticks out like a sore thumb.
Of course it does.
They already have a plan then.
Carly is going to join us once Junior gets confirmation.
It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney.
And we're going to play Are You Smarter Than Haney? Up for grabs? Let's see what I got up
Christmas
for grabs.
Time.
How about $50 to the pewter mug
again.
If you defeat Haney? We'll
it's
do it
Christmas
when we come back.
Was
96 K-Rock.
Again.
The battered bastards of Beasley Media Group. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
See, I'm wondering if we should make a video of the Christmas song with a bouncing ball so people can follow the lyrics.
Yeah, it's deep lyrics. As you were explaining me your inspiration from it, it's very heavy. Stan Haney.
And a lot going on.
Yeah. It's a Wednesday afternoon. That means Are You Smarter Than Haney time. The lovely Carly has joined us in studio. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Are you going to the Christmas party?
I'm absolutely going to a Christmas party.
Well, she's all excited.
Yeah.
I said he already has the Hawaiian shirt on.
Yeah, well, this ain't the one I'm wearing.
Oh.
One,
I can't wait to see what he wears.
Far more louder.
Yeah, because he wears them normally.
Yeah, and I've got a few tucked away.
So when
ones.
He's asked to wear a Hawaiian shirt, look out.
Yeah. Up for grabs today, if you're smarter than Haney, $50 to the pewter mug. Here's how this is going to work. We're going to get a random Stan and Haney listener, and you're going to get a set of six questions. Haney will leave the room. He will not hear you answer those six questions. We'll find out how many you got right. I will electronically signal Haney to come back into the studio, and he will get the same six questions. If you tie or get more right than Haney, $50 to the pewter mug. And you'll have your choice of a lifeline. We have Carly. You can choose Carly. She can help you with the questions. Or we have Junior, who went to Florida State. He can help
Attended.
You. Attended. He can help you with the questions. It's your decision on do you want Carly or Junior to be your lifeline. Haney will get the other person that you don't select.
Well, Junior has a lot of life experience, too, when it comes to animals in the road.
Right.
What? What does that have to do with anything?
Well, just, you know, if people are wondering, hey, what kind of question would he know something about? If if the question was regarding a turtle, you would think it was a turtle, but it was a tortoise.
Right, and I know that now.
Okay, see,
through my life experience.
Right, you've got a PhD in life.
In chameleon.
Oh, that would be a veiled chameleon, spelled V-E-I-L-E-D.
Whatever. Let's...
Sound like a certain someone said.
Let's play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
If you think you are smarter than me...
Come on, Carly, it's Christmas time. Let's go.
I'd like to see
it's not
you.
Christmas.
Can try it, Stan's got prizes, yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me... It's not easy.
It's hard work.
Stan's trick questions.
These are not
what
trick.
What a f***ing jerk. All those prizes yours for free.
Matching wits with Mark Haney.
You're a contestant, stands the host.
Hi, everybody.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius,
you're a slob.
I must beat you,
that's
my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me,
I politely disagree. 277-9600. Random Stan and Haney listener. Chance for $50 to the pewter mug, Carly.
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. Random does not necessarily mean the first person I talk to. You got to have a clear phone line and an ability to play the game. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Marty.
Marty, am I on a speakerphone, Marty?
You are not now.
Okay, Marty, much, much better. Do you want to play?
Hello?
Marty, can you hear me?
Hello?
Nope, he can't. And he had a good connection, too.
I thought it was going to be a rare right off the bat first one.
Ahoy, who's this? Boy, we're just... Ahoy! Ahoy,
pause
who's this?
And respond.
Yeah, pause and repeat.
Ahoy.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Brian, Cape Coral.
Brian, you want to play?
Yeah, let's play.
All right, say hi to Haney because he's going to be leaving the room here in a second.
Haney, go on, get out of here.
Not yet, Brian.
Hey, Bri.
Bri. All right, Brian, the next thing I have to ask you, who would you like as your lifeline? Would you like Junior or would you like Carly?
I like Carly.
All right, Carly, you are Brian's lifeline. Haney, you will have Junior as your lifeline.
Yeah, Team Haney.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, I'm his favorite.
So, Haney, I would like you and Junior to leave the room. I will signal you electronically when Brian has completed his questions.
That'll be fine.
Thank you kindly.
That'll be just fine.
All right. So it's you and Carly, Brian. And here's
Sounds
the thing.
Great.
I'm going to ask you the question. Now, you can consult with her, but your answer will be the final answer. It's what comes out of your mouth, okay?
Understood.
All right. Let's begin.
I'm a little nervous.
Don't be nervous. You have Carly by your side. You have Carly by your side. Hey, get out of the room.
I have to do a couple
get
things.
Out of the room.
Alski.
All right, here we go, Brian.
Okay.
Again, I have to take your answer. Which U.S. cities are you flying between if your airport codes on your ticket are ATL and PDX? What cities are you flying between if the airport codes on your ticket are ATL and PDX?
Okay, Carly, I got the ATL.
Atlanta?
Yes.
And then Philadelphia?
That sounds great. Let's go with that.
All right. And we're ready to roll. Brian.
So we're going Atlanta and Philadelphia.
Okay. Which popular video messaging app surpassed Twitter in 2016 with more than 150 million daily users? Surpassed Twitter in 2016 with more than 150 million users, daily users.
I'm pretty sure it's Instagram. Is that right, Carly?
Can you read the question again?
Sure. Which popular video messaging app surpassed Twitter in 2016 with more than 150 million daily users?
Well, Instagram's not a video app, and Instagram came out in, like, 2012.
So, video messaging app.
Yeah.
But it surpassed Twitter.
Yes.
It surpassed Twitter in 2016.
Yep.
I need an answer.
Or Instagram.
Instagram? Okay. Which patriotic Bostonian won the acquittal of most of the British troops involved in the 1770 Boston Massacre that killed 5 civilians? Which patriotic Bostonian won the acquittal of most of the British troops involved in the 1770 Boston Massacre that killed 5 civilians?
Charlie, any idea on this one?
No.
Bostonian.
Let's go with Samuel Adams.
Okay. What is the widely believed, what is widely believed to be the best-selling book of all time? What is widely believed to be the best-selling book of all time?
The Holy Bible?
That's what I would say.
Okay. Is that your answer?
That is my answer.
Okay. Which...
What should be the dictionary?
Which... And they're using a cute little word here with this to kind of describe which crustacean munchie preferred by flamingos contribute to their pink color.
That's got to be shrimp.
Shrimp.
Both of you?
Yeah.
Is that your answer?
That is my answer.
Okay. Last one. Which former NFL football player was nicknamed Beast Mode and famously disliked talking to the media? What former NFL football player nicknamed Beast Mode and famously disliked talking to the media?
I'm just here so I don't get fined, Marshawn Lynch.
Okay. Stop the music. Let me signal Haney to return into the studio. Let's see how I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right, but I'm going to tell you you got half of them right, Brian.
All right.
You got half right. You got 3 right, 3 wrong.
Sam Adams.
I'm interested in the second one because I don't think it was Instagram.
Okay, we'll find out. Yeah. I need.
It's gonna be Snapchat.
I will need Carly and I will need you, Brian, right, to be quiet because we don't want to tip Haney off in any way, shape, or form. Here he comes. Let's go. Okay, dummy up, everybody. Dummy up.
Dummy.
Junior will now be Haney's lifeline for the same questions we asked you, Brian, and don't say anything that will tip Haney off. It's between him and Junior, just like it was with you and Carly.
Going in my box.
All right, and then we'll go over the answers.
You want me to do it like last time, Haney?
Yeah.
Just jump in?
Yeah, just put that on a cracker, dude.
Put that on a cracker,
all right,
dude.
Don't even do that, or I'll disqualify the both of you. Let's begin with Mark Haney. Haney, which U.S. cities are you flying between if the airport codes on your ticket are ATL and PDX? ATL and PDX.
Atlanta and Portland.
You sure about that?
I'm like 50-50 on the PDX.
All right, we'll go with that.
What, Atlanta and Portland?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because ATL's obvious, it's the PDX.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
Which popular video messaging app surpassed Twitter in 2016 with more than 150 million daily users?
Snapchat.
Can you repeat the top of the question?
Sure. Which popular video messaging app surpassed Twitter in 2016 with more than 150 million daily users?
One more time, the very beginning of the question.
which popular video messaging app?
You think that's it?
I think Snapchat.
All right, I'll go with that.
Well, you're depending a lot on him today, aren't you?
It's called winning, Stan.
Right, here's one where I don't, for some reason, I don't think he'll participate. Which patriotic Bostonian won the acquittal of most of the British troops involved in the 1770 Boston Massacre that killed 5 civilians?
John Adams.
Okay. What is widely believed to be the best-selling book of all time?
The Bible.
Which crustacean munchie, preferred by flamingos, contribute to their pink color?
Scramp.
You mean shrimp?
Shrimp.
Shrimp.
Shrimp. Last one. Which former NFL football player, nicknamed the Beast Mode or Beast Mode, and famously dislikes talking to the media?
Okay, Junior, you know that one.
Marshawn Lynch.
He's actually right.
Okay.
I am shocked.
Stop it. Stop it right now.
I only know that because he's a funny dude.
Brian, are you there?
I'm actually impressed.
I'm still here.
All right. How do you think Haney did?
I think he did pretty good.
Let's find out. Let's begin.
Yeah,
let's take a look
at the Snapchat.
Let's look at the answers.
Yes.
Which U.S. cities are you flying to if your airport codes are ATL and PDX? Atlanta and Portland. Haney, you got it right. Brian, you got it wrong.
Yeah.
The popular video messaging app. You and Carly were kicking it around for a while, and you realized it after your segment was over with. Haney got it right. Snapchat.
It's the most annoying app ever. That's why I don't use it.
History. The Bostonian who acquitted most of the British troops involved in the Boston Massacre. I believe, Brian, you said Sam Adams.
Yeah.
It was our second president of the United States, John Adams. Haney got it right. As a matter of fact, John Adams strongly believed that all people deserved a fair trial and a thorough defense. And he got some of the British troops acquitted. So that's 3 right for Haney. Brian, you don't have any right yet.
Haney rocked it.
The next one we asked, best-selling book of all time, you both got it right. It's the Bible. Then I asked, what crustacean munchie flamingos like that give them their pink color? You both got it right. Shrimp. And both of you got Marshawn Lynch correct. Haney swept. Got everyone right. You got 3 right, Brian. He beat you 2-1.
Dead in the water.
A very, very good. And Junior helped you out so much.
Yeah, he did.
Amazing.
It's called winning.
Why don't you shut up?
No, I will give him absolute credit for PDX. I wouldn't have got that without him.
Yeah, I don't. I wouldn't have known it.
Like everybody says.
Brian, I have $50 to the pewter mug for you if you tell Haney something. Because you didn't win it, you have to have hat in hand and tell my friend Haney something.
Do I have to also look down at my shoes and kick rocks?
Just when you leave, look at the floor. That's all.
Haney, you're smarter than me.
Enjoy your prize.
thank you, Brian. I'm going to send you over to Junior and get your $50 to the pewter mug, buddy.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate you guys.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Thanks for help, Carly.
You're welcome.
Hold on. All right. Junior's got. Thank you, Carly, for another
And I'm kind of upset that I got Snapchat after.
Yeah, it was like after it, we had moved
on. Instagram, and I was like, it's not Instagram.
That is. I was thinking about that too because it doesn't seem like Snapchat would be that popular.
I don't know, when it first came out.
When it first came out, 2016.
You could send a picture and it disappear forever.
Oh, you know about that, dude. All right, we're gonna.
You never bought that, did you?
I mean, I never did that. But
no. We're gonna take a break. Thank you again.
You're welcome.
We're Stan and Haney.
Never trust the internet.
Never. 96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Wednesday afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciated. We'll get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Your first look at traffic. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, and your emails. We've got a few emails. Let's kick things off with traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. And we will start in Fort Myers. We have traffic control. Clayton Court and South Cleveland Avenue. Also Fort Myers. Crash, Daniels Parkway and Metro Parkway. We move to Bonita Springs. Got a hit and run, Coconut Road and Walden Center Drive. And one more for you. It's in Bonita. Crash, Pelican Landing Parkway and South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's right over here. Haney's got today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
You know, if there's one thing this show is known for.
Well, since the very beginning.
KFC's fire logs that smell like fried chicken are back.
Right on. I want to get a chimenea. Now that I got a house, I want to put a chimney out back so I can burn some wood.
Do you have one?
I don't have a chimney. And I want to get a chimney and burn, and I would throw in, for the hell of it, one of them KFC logs.
I better get to work then. Took you long enough.
Chimney.
The average person has 4, quote-unquote, small wins per day.
How many small wins did you have today? How many did you have today?
Well, I'll have to look at what their actual definition of small wins is. I woke up on time.
Yeah, that's a small win. Believe me, for Stan.
I got here on time.
That's a small win for Stan.
I think I've successfully participated in the show.
That's iffy. I wouldn't call that a small win.
My sinus is eventually cleared
up. There we go. Now that's a small win for Haney.
Oh, Junior's trying to do something nice for me.
What's he trying to do for you?
He's trying to help me with my music.
That's good. That's, I would think, since he has a music background, what's he doing for you?
Well, he had a bit of a rough day yesterday, although he did have a small win in acting like a man with the tow truck driver. Yeah. But
a grown-ass man.
He built on that, and to my surprise, I received a call in the neighborhood of the 8 o'clock neighborhood from Junior.
Really?
And oddly enough, I actually noticed the phone, and I answered. And he sounded very excited. He didn't say hello. I said hello, and he said, I need your social security number, dude.
What?
And your bank account info.
What?
It's a surprise.
And he wants your social security number and your bank info.
Yeah, but I can't know anything about it because it's a Christmas.
Does he want your account number?
Yeah, and the routing number.
And the routing.
Because he's doing something nice for me for Christmas.
That, I wouldn't give that to anybody.
Let's just say it's got four wheels and might go a little fast.
Do you see what he's doing? You didn't give it to him, did you?
No, I wanted, I wanted to consult with you.
And I say a flat-out no.
But he explained to me that it's a Christmas present, and if I don't give him that information, I don't get my Christmas present.
He doesn't get his Christmas present.
No social, no Christmas.
Don't do it. You can pass on him with the Christmas. Lord knows last year you had to pay for your Christmas present from him.
Did I?
I think you did.
I don't remember. But then again, that's what counted on it.
Yep. Well, you got me a game that I already had.
Oh, that's true. I felt so bad.
You did. You did.
But then again, prior to Christmas, I gave you a game console.
Oh, but it wasn't the latest model.
It wasn't a PS5.
I don't have a PS5, Junior.
Okay, well, I'm just saying we have, you know...
Can we move on?
Less than a month.
Oh, yeah. Oreo-flavored wine, 850-pound weed brownie. And finally, a Waffle House cook was arrested for slinging meth from the kitchen.
Right on.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you.
How you want your meth? Smothered and covered.
Laughter. Laughter. It's 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies?
Americans say being with family is the best part of the holidays.
I'm gonna die.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
most popular holiday traditions.
Top most popular holiday traditions.
Watching the rest of the street put up the same Christmas lights we had on our home all year.
Yeah. Try that again. There we go.
Jack Frost nipping at our nose, then suing his ass for sexual harassment.
Shame!
Here it comes.
Shame!
Shame. Making a gingerbread house, then raising the rent so the gingerbread family has to move into their gingerbread van.
Let me speak to your manager.
I'd like to speak with your manager. Oh my god.
That look on our children's face when they unwrap a giant box of socks. Using Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer to teach our children that children who look different should be ostracized on the playground.
Yeah, how come nobody says anything about that song?
And I'm so excited. Upward Bound!
Yeah!
Yes!
Putting those fake antlers on our cars that amuse no one.
Yep.
They
wouldn't let poor Rudolph play in any reindeer games. Hey, where are you at with that one, you wokers?
Spiking Grandpa's eggnog, pausing, and then asking him what he really thinks of women in the workplace.
It's like a party. I'll have a vodka martini, by the way.
I'll join you.
Slamming the door on carolers.
That is fun.
And finally, the very top most popular holiday tradition.
Yes.
Using your brand new pellet gun to deflate the neighbor's yard, Santa.
Yes.
Ooh. Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
And remember, folks, it's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again.
So many people put a lot of effort into that.
It was a lot of people came together with that holiday spirit.
Yep, to make it happen. It's from Meg.
How is she?
I'll update you.
Is she here yet?
Hold on. I know you're very excited. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I'm hoping you guys can shed some light on this story. And Haney, I hope you can put your two cents in. I read that General David Berger of the United States Marine Corps replaced General Milley. Love the show. Thanks for the laughs.
No one has informed this office of that, but that would be excellent news.
Update.
Now, I could tell you what they've been doing to Major General Walker, and it's a crying shame.
It's okay. Guys, I'm still planning on making the move back to Florida.
Woo!
I have not forgotten about you guys. When I have made the move, trust me, I'll let you know. Woo!
Woo!
This is from Kristen. And she writes, "Hey guys, I was noodling around on Red China TikTok and I discovered another Home Alone themed Airbnb." You were talking about yesterday how you can go right into the house they use.
The real house.
The real house in Home Alone, and it's an Airbnb. Well, apparently, Kristen found this one, another Home Alone-themed Airbnb. This one is in Dallas, and it has mannequins set up, Kevin's traps, and rooms set up like the set. If you're interested, I've got the link. Have a great day. Signed, Kristen. Well, thank you. You know who's next?
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. This is the Guardian speaking.
Jesus.
This almost sounds like this is Zodiac speaking. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, it's a glorious day. We are finally...
at the end of the Jussie Smollett trial.
Hold on. And that's got to be a relief to Don Lemon. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, it's a glorious day. We have finally let go of the Medicare monster. Oh, yeah. All of these commercials that you see, the deadline has passed.
The zip codes?
Yes. So no more Jimmy, no more Bill, no more Broadway Joe.
Shatner is so convincing.
Yes, he is. Even at 90. Hallelujah. We don't have to see them anymore, at least until next year. Now, guys, I am disappointed in myself and 90% of the media. Yesterday was the 80th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor, an event that changed the world. It's a shame that we have forgotten the men and women who gave their all for this country. It is like we have forgotten what the price of freedom has been. So to all the veterans and their families, from a grateful nation, thank you. Stan, didn't you guys do an interview with a lady who was there during the attack? Yeah.
Guardian,
please. We didn't forget Pearl Harbor on this show. We gave the Roosevelt speech. We replayed our Helen Hull interview from... geez, 20-some-odd years ago? We didn't forget. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
He sure has. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Because it's Christmas time.
With Stan and Haney again.
Sizzling, hissling, after hissle on 96K Rizzle. That's right, we're quite hip, but on the sharp cutting edge of 1999.
Bitch.
Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Wednesday afternoon. Thank you for spending your time with us. Got a lot of choices, and you chose us, and thank you for that. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon, and then I'm going to tell you about 96K Rock's toy drop, which will be happening next Tuesday right outside the radio station here, and we really do need your help. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, let's start in Fort Myers. We have a hit and run. 14,000 block of Global Parkway at Southwest Florida International. Fort Myers, crash, Cypress Lake Drive, and FSW Lane. Bonita, crash, Bonita Beach Road Southeast and Bonita Grand Drive. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Next Tuesday, it'll be 96K Rock's toy drop. This is so important so that we can help needy kids have something for Christmas. We're going to be right outside the Beasley building, the K-Rock building on Stan and Haney Boulevard, 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. on Tuesday for kind of like a drive-through toy drop-off. We want unwrapped new toys or a cash donation. Mario will kick things off at 11. Haney and I will be out there doing our show on Tuesday. Come by, drop off your toys, cash donation, and they'll be going to North Fort Myers Santa, who will deliver the toys to kids in Suncoast Estates, Barrett Park, Pine Echo, and North Fort Myers. It's a continuing tradition. We really would like you to come on out and make a donation. Two men in a truck will be helping with the delivery of those toys, so please, 11 to 6 p.m., 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. next Tuesday, right here at Broadcast House on Stan and Haney Boulevard. It's the K-Rock Toy Drop. You won't even have to get out of your car. Haney and I will sign T-shirts and ball caps for donations. We'll hope to see you there. Please help out. Ahoy.
Stan the man.
Hey, Dr. Bastardo. How are you? Season's greetings. I guess it's appropriate to say that now. Happy holidays. Are you getting ready for Christmas?
Well, I guess you could say that, Stan. Listen, I know you do an awful lot of good work in this community.
I try. Both Haney and I try to do good work in the community.
And I know you're tied in with a bunch of charities.
Yes.
Are
you having trouble breathing today, Doctor?
Well, there's something going around.
Don't worry about it. You completely checked out. I mean, you got the variants going around. How do you say that new one? The Omicron? What is that?
Yeah, that's fake.
Okay. Is that what you tell your patients?
Well, you know what? I'd get it checked out if I could get a damn day off work.
Okay. I just want to make sure you're okay. You sound a little short of breath.
Do I?
Yes. You don't sound well.
Oh, boy.
And you know your weight.
You're not kidding me.
I'm sorry, Doc. What's up?
Were you kidding? Because I know Haney did a story a while back about how there was a shortage of department store Santas.
Yes, that is the truth. All over the country.
Where do I apply for that?
You want? As a matter of fact, my father-in-law was in town from New Jersey, just going through the Bell Tower Mall, and they stopped him because he has a big beard. They wanted to know if he wanted it. They'd hire him on the spot to be a Santa.
Well, Stan, hey, I don't have the beard, but I certainly have the girth.
Yeah, well, you do. You know, how is it?
You haven't seen me in a while. I'm as big as a freaking house.
How is a doctor who is all about health and making sure you exercise and all that, how are you so obese?
Well, I'm like a high-level Democrat. Do as I say, not as I do.
Gotcha. You probably picked up the smoking habit when you were in medical school, all those crazy hours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had to abstain from coffee as soon as I was out of my residency, because I think I developed an immunity to it, and it gave me a heart murmur.
Okay, well, back to the Santas. You want to be a Santa?
Well, I'm half kidding, but I could use the money.
What are you talking about? You're a medical doctor.
A patient came in a couple of weeks ago and thought he was doing me a big favor. Because, you know, I like to have a good bedside manner with my patients, you know.
Yeah, that's one thing about you. You've always had a good bedside manner. Very soothing.
And I was telling this patient of mine, it was around lunchtime, I go, boy, I don't know, I may have to skip lunch today. I got a line of patients out there. You know, they always overbook me. And the guy said, well, why don't you just have something delivered? I said, you know what, I'm not in the mood for pizza.
You can get a lot of things delivered.
Well, the guy whips out his phone. He goes, pizza? Obviously, you've never heard of this before. And it's, I think it was door knockers.
Yeah, it's one of those meal. I mean, they deliver anything. You can get groceries delivered, restaurants delivered, all of that. They leave it at your door. Haney uses it. They deliver to his door and they don't even knock. He'll just wander out there and there it is.
Stan, it's the worst thing that ever happened to me.
So you did take him up on this. You use it? Door knockers?
Well, at first I mocked him because I said, this kind of thing can't exist.
It does.
It's something I dreamed of my whole life.
you are somebody that should not be taking in so many calories that it can be delivered right to your door. At least it required you to go out of your house or out of the office to get. Now you got it all being delivered to you. Well, you're as big as a house, probably.
I told you, even you would be shocked.
What are you tipping the scales at, Doc?
I don't want to say.
All right, let's play like the Price is Right game, and I'll zero in. I know when I was last in your office, you were probably around 280. 280?
Look,
higher?
Look, I have to be honest.
300.
I haven't gotten on a scale on purpose. I would have to be guesstimating.
Could you use a regular scale?
Depends on what you mean by regular.
Well, like a bathroom scale that goes up to, I think, 300's the highest on a bathroom scale.
No.
A public scale?
Yeah, I can use a public scale.
Okay. I just don't want to see you have to go, because we used to do it back in the day. We used to weigh people in, and we had to use one of them cattle scales.
The last time that I, honest to God, the last time I weighed myself, 325, and I said no more.
325?
Stop weighing.
And how tall are you? You're barely 6 foot.
Well, I like to consider myself 6 foot.
6 foot and 325 pounds.
I was a basketball player.
Yeah, I know. You were a 325-pound basketball player in your college days.
Once you realize the power that you have through your phone,
recognizing this?
When I think to myself, I'm working on a patient, it's gross as hell, okay? But I get it in my head. I would like to have an ice cream sandwich. And not just an ice cream sandwich, a very specific ice cream sandwich. I would like an ice cream sandwich with two giant Oreos to comprise the ice cream sandwich, okay?
Yeah.
And somebody's willing to just bring that to me at the drop of a hat?
Do you eat just one, or do you have more than one?
Well, that's the good news, because I can eat just one.
Yeah.
Because I know they'll bring me another one whenever I want, and sometimes that happens.
Okay. I
see the guy, he drops off the Oreo ice cream sandwich, he's on his way to his car. And I look out the window, and I see he's getting a text already. He's going to have to come back.
Do you realize that you're calling a patient of yours in the middle of a work day to tell your patient that you're well over 325 pounds and how your door knocker meal delivery service is? Put down the cigarettes, doctor. I mean, is that why you called me, just to tell me about how you can get all the food you want right at the office?
Well, friend to friend, I was...
Okay, is this a social call?
Well, no, not entirely. This is a telemed call, Stan.
What, you're charging me for this?
Well, indirectly. I mean, you got insurance.
But I didn't have an appointment with you. I'm at work right now, and you're telling me about your food delivery.
You know what? You make a good point. Your wife has an appointment.
Then call her!
On Friday.
Yeah?
And I need you to keep your hands off her Thursday night. Okay? Sleep in separate beds if you have to. I don't want you near her.
For Thursday. And then you're seeing her on... Does she know she has an appointment on Friday and that I'm not supposed to touch her on Thursday?
Yeah, because I want her clean. I don't want you touching. Now, some people would say that's not medically necessary,
yes!
But I'm asking you as a friend, as a patient, as a courtesy.
Okay.
Don't mess her up.
Shouldn't you be calling her? This is stuff between her and her doctor.
Oh, and also.
What?
When is Junior going to man up and get those tonsils removed.
Wait a second. Can you do that for him? Can you?
Yeah.
You can remove Junior. He can remove your tonsils.
I don't know if I want to go to you, Bastardo. I'm sorry, but I have a consultation coming up in a week.
Do you know who does this on a routine basis with adults, Doc, other than yourself? He could have gotten at least a referral. You'd get a little kickback.
Well, I don't know. Does he have any insurance?
Yeah, thanks to Obamacare.
Oh, then you're probably going to go see Dr. Ivermectin.
Dr. Ivermectin?
Yeah, he's new.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing that name on the appointment. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's going for. But you've how many of those have you done? You've done a lot of removing of tonsils. That's a pretty big procedure for an adult, isn't it, Doc?
Oh yeah, I don't like doing it because you can kill an adult.
There's that bedside manner.
Yeah, wait a too second. Much liability for me. You need somebody that's new in the business. You've got to earn.
Is this guy any good?
Because
I'm like super nervous about it.
Well, you know, he's kind of a success story. He's an immigrant. Just got here from Afghanistan. In Afghanistan, he's a very proud man. He's a veterinarian in Afghanistan, but over here, he's a doctor.
Whoa, did he say veterinarian?
Wouldn't that be the opposite, that he was a doctor over in Afghanistan and here he's a veterinarian?
I don't know. It was something like that.
So you, the way you know this guy, he's a veterinarian?
Yeah, but he's from Afghanistan. So the equivalent of a veterinarian over there is a doctor over here.
I don't think that's right. I think it's opposite.
I'm not sure.
Like, I got a dental hygienist here who in his country from another land was a dentist, but you can't be a dentist in America. He can only be a hygienist until he passes the test.
I thought America was a land of opportunity.
It is an opportunity, but you can't be a dentist or a doctor from another land until you go and pass the medical stuff here.
When was the
last time you got a refresher course? I mean, don't you have to go annually to get updated on the latest procedures and things like that?
Oh, you mean conferences, conventions?
Yes.
I go to every single one of them.
And then don't you go and get certified all over again?
No. I do is I have cocktails. And I email Nancy the info, and she fills it out for me.
So that's why you're going around saying the Omicron, don't worry about it.
Not a big deal.
Right.
You see, with the Omicron, I think by now I'm allowed to say that everybody knows this is a man-made disease.
You're a medical doctor. You're a medical doctor.
It was created by the Red Chinese, People's Liberation Army.
People's Liberation Army?
Yeah, in Wuhan, China. That's where they had to set up, and then they funneled dollars.
People's Liberation Army? Wasn't that what Patty Hearst got kidnapped with?
No. That was a different one.
What was that?
Oh, God, what was the name of that? It was the PLA. It was the Symbionese Liberation Army, SLA. That's what you're thinking about.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the PLA, that Red Chinese Army.
Okay.
They developed this thing, and then they invited all of the militaries of the West to come to Wuhan for an athletic competition. That's when they let it loose. Okay,
you're not sure of that.
I'm positive of that. I'm positive.
So
then you have these variants going out there.
Yeah,
and it's a fake virus. It's man-made.
It doesn't mean that you don't get a virus.
I didn't say that. I said it's a fake virus. It's man-made.
All right.
And,
fine.
Nature. God, whatever you want to call it, doesn't like fake things. So what happens is it starts to mutate, and then you get this Delta variant, and I think that's made up too. But I think what you see with these mutations is nature's slowly shutting it down and says, hey, you're not real, you don't belong here. And the Omicron, the interesting thing with that is that they found that there's common cold in the DNA of this thing, which means it's good news, it's weakening, it doesn't know what it's doing. They think it probably bounced to a rat, incubated for a while, and then came back to humans. It's nothing to worry. You don't want to think too deeply about it. Anyway, this deal you got going on Tuesday, how are we with baked goods?
You're not going to... No baked goods.
Because I got a problem.
What's the matter?
Don't tell anybody.
No baked goods.
Nancy has convinced herself that she's a baker. And she's a bitter old maid, lives alone, and at this time of year, she gets very lonely. So she makes up for it by making the most god-awful baked goods.
And you want to give it to kids?
Yeah, I figured I'd bring it to you.
No, I don't want it.
You know the charities and all that.
No, nobody wants that.
Who wants stuff? Because I know how to donate, you know, canned goods.
Yeah, that's fine. What about
stuff that's still warm?
No. Where did he get his medical license?
Popularity. What is it made of? How does a person get to be popular with lots of people and have a few close friends, too? Let's watch and see what makes people like one person and not another.
Hey, Jerry, there's that girl in our math class.
Carolyn thinks that she has the key to popularity, parking in cars with the boys at night. When Jerry brags about Carolyn, he learns that she dates all the boys.
Nothing like being Miss Popularity.
Yeah.
Meow, meow.
Okay, Ellie.
Now, why do they invite Carolyn to join their group? Is it because they like the way she looks and dresses? Because she seems as interested in girls as in boys?
I guess you know everybody, don't you? How about you, Wally? Where do you fit in all this?
Oh, I'm a one-man team that does a job with no glory attached.
You sound like you need a hand.
Would you? I mean, would you really?
Sure, I'd like it. I don't know anything, but I could learn.
Well, I need some help too, Carolyn.
Hey, lay off. I saw her first. I think maybe I'll take Carolyn Saturday night.
Well, better go ahead and ask her if we could work out a double date.
Hello?
I was wondering if you'd like to go to Teen Town, maybe.
Well, yes.
Or if you'd rather go with a gang party. We'd have to leave earlier for that, though.
Wally has used a lot of common sense in putting the invitation this way. It shows he has thought about what Carolyn might like, and he has implied his price range, so she will have some idea of what he can afford when she makes her choice. Carolyn likes it better this way, too. It's doing the girl no favor to leave it entirely up to her. It puts her on a spot.
All right, Wally. On Saturday at 5, then. Bye.
Well, that phone call didn't go on for hours. A pretty sensible attitude toward telephone conversations. Carolyn keeps a calendar. Not a bad idea. She'll never have the embarrassment of forgetting a date, or of being ready an hour too late. Wally felt at ease with Carolyn and will be eager to return to her.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney, you know, job well done. Absolute Law text line. Thanks for the earworm. I can't get that song out of my head. It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again.
Huh. What song are they talking about, Stan?
They're talking about our song with
our new hit Christmas
with
song?
Blacktop Mojo.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to play it?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me find it. Oh, it's easy enough to find.
Yeah, do the long version.
Yeah, I'll do the long version. I think that one's 111.
No, I'm talking about the one that's 112.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We got a 111 and we got a 112. I got the 112 for you here. But it is. It's an earworm, and you just can't get it out of your head. years in the making. 2 years ago, Blacktop Mojo came into the studio.
And they performed a Christmas song that I wrote.
And here it is. And it's wonderful. This is great for the holiday season.
It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again. It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again.
That's beautiful.
It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again. It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again.
Wow, listen to those bells.
It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again. It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again. It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again. It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again.
So festive.
Yeah.
So festive. That's beautiful. That's beautiful stuff right there.
I wrote that.
Yeah. Brilliant. And it's deep. It's really, peel the layers of that onion.
By the time you hit the fifth verse, I think you start to get it.
Yeah. Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. We're busy. Let's get you updated here. We'll start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. South Cleveland Avenue and Palm Drive. Fort Myers, crash. Metro Parkway and Daniels Parkway. Fort Myers, crash. College Parkway and Whiskey Creek Drive. Fort Myers, crash. 14,000 block of South Tamiami Trail right by Galliana Chrysler. And one more for you. It's in Estero. It is a crash. Grand Oak Way and Corkscrew Road. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in less than 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
There was a time. A time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme, when people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, December 8th.
Double M, double X, I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know. I think you did some sort of list or game show involving phobias recently.
Yeah, I did it last week, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe I did it on Monday. One day just blends into the next for me.
Because it's Christmas time with Stan and Haney.
Again. Somebody just texted. What time is it?
And there's been that debate that's gone on forever, nature versus nurture. As it turns out, this is true for all of us. we are born with only two natural fears. The fear of falling, that's programmed into us, probably a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the fear of loud noises.
I mean, with loud noises, fear of falling and all that, you know, I'm afraid of heights. You look down, you get a little vertigo, whatever it might be. You want to know if that's the truth? It could be around your own house, work, a loud bang or something that you're not expecting. And watch your natural body reaction to that. A real loud one. Rattles you.
Those I would consider to be survival instincts, especially
Absolutely.
When you're tiny.
Yep.
So knowing that, all your other fears and phobias are learned or acquired later in life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're probably going to have a lot of questions about this next one. You're lucky I can tell you this much.
What?
But you think about the internet.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, it's decentralized and all this.
Yeah.
Well, that's true when it's working. But in reality, although the internet is a digital world, it has to exist in a physical sense. There are 14 people who have 7 physical keys that control the main database behind the entire internet.
So there are 7 key holders.
There are 14 people who have 7, they have access to 7 physical keys that control the main database behind the entire internet. Those keys are spread around the world and are all in safe deposit boxes.
I did not know that, and B, that's pretty scary.
Oh, there's things much scarier than that.
I understand that, but this one's, I'm hearing it for the first time. I get a little startled.
Mm-hmm. Something that big.
Big.
Is entrusted to 14 people with 7 keys.
Wouldn't it be cool if you knew one of them?
Probably not.
I don't know. I think it would be. Get them out drinking.
What, do you want to get them killed?
Get them all drunked up, see what they know.
Yeah, and if you find out, you're both dead.
Who's going to know?
They know everything.
Come on. That's crazy talk.
Okay, let's go with that. Crazy talk.
You're talking crazy, Haney.
Yeah, you're right, Stan. It's all fake.
What's going on with you?
Yeah, I don't know why you said that.
Nutty.
That's all. That's just made up.
Yep. That's kooky.
A new poll finds that the average American experiences 1,460, quote, small wins a year, or about 4 a day.
Every time we finish this show at 6 o'clock, it's another small win.
So, what do they qualify as a small win?
Okay.
For the purposes of this survey, it's pretty much anything at all that just so happens to go right in your life.
Wow.
Like making it to work on time.
Mm-hmm.
Completing a chore. And hearing a song you like on the radio.
It's a win.
And, of course, you've had that today.
It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney
again. Slightly bigger things count, too, like finding cash you've forgotten about in your pocket.
It's always nice.
Finally paying off a bill. Achieving some self-imposed fitness goal.
Come on.
Or finishing a book. And that's not a win.
Sometimes I'm sad that the book ended.
I'm always sad. Because I like that book.
Yep.
I wanted to keep rolling. So many unanswered questions. 83% of people say even just one small win can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile. 4 in 5 say they've tried to appreciate their small wins even more since the pandemic hit. You must cooperate.
Oh, those small wins. You get to go outside. You get to go somewhere without your mask on. That's a small win.
You must be happy in your work.
You're sounding a lot like Dr. Bastardo, please.
When you first get here, you 24-1. Now, look at you, 22-2. 2 hours outside the cell. You win.
Will you please?
Things like a free coffee out of the blue.
I like that.
Or a good parking spot rank very high.
I agree.
And be satisfied.
Yes.
Hey, all right.
Gotta get them where you can.
Win.
Yes.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, a few years back, in a bold move, KFC took Christmas Yule logs to another level when they introduced a fire log that smells just like Kentucky Fried Chicken as it burns.
I want to get one.
It is called the 11 Herbs and Spices Fire Log. Now, I would imagine it's the worst possible gift you could give to someone who happens to work at KFC.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently they're popular because they're back this year. Just like Christmas with Stan and Haney.
Again.
They're back again. They are, believe it or not, a Walmart exclusive.
Really?
At the nice price of $15.88.
That's not too bad. I'd like to see that price fall a little bit.
The box includes the usual warnings you'd expect for a flammable item. But it also says in big letters, all caps, red letters, not actually fried chicken.
Don't tell me it says do not eat. Tell me that it does not say that.
Just in case you thought somehow.
It has a warning not to eat it.
Not actually fried chicken.
You are kidding.
Well, you know, you get a whiff of that smell, your stomach starts to rumble. How bad could it be? Well, it's on fire.
Yeah. Yeah, before you light it on fire, you know, take a big bite out of it. not bad, kids.
And that's a hike right there of wealth and taste.
Yeah.
Until we get to the next story. Official Oreo-flavored wine goes on sale tomorrow for a limited time.
No!
The good people at Oreo teamed up with the budget winemaker Barefoot Wines.
They're budget, huh?
Yes. To create a red wine with notes of cookies and cream with chocolate.
Yes. Yes, I detect cookie.
It's called the Barefoot Oreo Thins Red Blend. They're available on the Budget Winemakers website until it sells out.
I wonder how much on the budget site it is.
$25.
That's a pricey wine.
For two bottles of Oreo wine.
That's more like it.
Shipped to you.
Can go for a $12.50 bottle of wine.
Well, you don't think of it as a $12.50 bottle of wine. It's two bottles of wine and the shipping.
Right. And the shipping.
Mm-hmm. If you're interested, you can visit the Budget Winemaker yourself.
Budget Wine.
Well, it is, that's a description. The Budget Winemaker Barefoot Wines. So it's Barefoot Wines is the company.
Right.
They are a budget winemaker.
Right. Kind of like a Rianiti.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's nice.
Same makers of Champagne.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, a
Come
lush
on, Bill
Champagne.
Report. For our final story, there here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
I can't see it from, it's too far away. Is there, Junior, is there a cork in that bottle, or
no.
Is it screw on?
Dude, it's Barefoot Wine. It's a screw top. They don't do corks.
No, they're a budget wine.
A budget wine, no corks, screw.
Yeah, corks are too pricey.
And they pass the savings on to you. Bill, you know one of the biggest complications in being a methamphetamine dealer, I assume,
yes,
is that you don't have a storefront you can work with. So it can be hard to establish a place to do business with your clientele. One man found a workaround. 31-year-old Anthony Silcox was a chef at the Waffle House in Caryville, Tennessee. That's about 30 miles from Knoxville.
Thank you, Haney.
And he was dealing meth on the side from the Waffle House kitchen. The police raided the Waffle House last Friday and arrested Anthony while he was standing next to the grill. He had drugs on his person along with paraphernalia and admitted to police that he did sell meth at work, but, quote, not every day. He was charged with sale and delivery of meth, which is a felony, along with misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia. He's in court tomorrow.
Hey, take a look at this picture. You wouldn't think he would know anything about meth, would you?
Yes.
Well, he looks, Junior, wouldn't you say he looks a little methy?
Super methy.
I look at that guy. As far as meth,
yeah.
If he doesn't have it on him,
yeah,
which it's a pretty good chance he does, he'll have it for you in under an hour.
Yeah. Yep. Well, little methy.
Mm-hmm.
Super methy.
Certainly not tidy. And that's the news for today, Wednesday, December 8th.
Double M, double X, I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We'll take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
All women are crazy, except you, darling. That's right, just you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Al Beck coming in at 6 o'clock. He will take you through your Wednesday evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home. It's brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Oh, hold it. There we go. All right, two things on the board. One of them, hopefully, in the clearing stages. This one, fresh. Disabled vehicle. 6 Mile Cypress Parkway in Independence Circle. This one, hopefully, in the clearing stages. Crash, Fort Myers. New York Drive and Palm Beach Boulevard. And you are up to date.
I've wanted so many things. I wanted so.
Yes.
But the experience, the wants me to live in the ghetto. But now I understand what it means to be a man. So that's one thing I'd like to know. I've been good. Lord have mercy. So good, you know.
I don't know about that, James.
Why, oh, why? Do I have to suffer so?
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Please, please, please don't make me. Don't make me suffer so.
How is James Brown suffering?
Christmas come. But once a year.
Oh, you can read a calendar.
I want somebody, please, please, please. Bring me some Christmas cheer.
What, you don't have any, James?
I need a Christmas cheer. Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Please, please, don't make me suffer so.
You're suffering?
Can't take it no more.
Oh, well.
Mama's been sick.
Oh.
Oh, Lord. Papa has too.
Both of them sick?
Yeah.
What I once believed was just to fool me and you and my brothers too. I went to the welfare.
Yes.
But I waited a little too long.
Yeah.
And a little I had when I started. You know it's all gone.
Well, stop gambling.
Now I've been good.
You haven't.
So good I know. Why?
Made the whole family sick.
Why? Tell me, do I have to suffer so? Now Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Please, please, don't make me suffer so.
Well, manage your time better.
Oh, Lord. Do you hear me? Mama's been sick.
Aww.
God help her. Mama asked you. I found out what I once believed. Just to fool me and you.
You fool me.
I went to the welfare. But I wanted a little help. Hey! I just came. I gotta help myself, but
yes.
Wait a minute. It seems that I waited a little too long.
Maybe you did.
What I once had, do you believe? I found out it's all gone.
Oh, God help me.
I ain't got nobody but Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
You're my last hope. Please, Lord have mercy.
Gonna be doing a lot of hoping.
Don't make me suffer so.
Is it Santa's fault?
He's blaming Santa.
I ain't got nobody. No!
We know that's untrue, James. It's that time of year. It's our James Brown Christmas music. That is just beautiful.
You're welcome.
That's one of the best. That's one of the toppers. Classic comedy brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments available now, Santa Claus.
GetBest.com.
When the shutdown happened, oh my God, I mapped out these amazing plans. We all did, didn't we? Remember the little goal list that you did? Yeah. If I was before you now as the man I had mapped out during the shutdown, You wouldn't be looking at this. You would be looking at someone 30 pounds lighter. I'd be speaking fluent Italian. I would have made each of you a little fruit tort that I'd learned to cook on a... It would have been on your... Each chair would have had the little fruit tort on it on a plate that then unfolds into an origami swan. But instead, no. And then I went and got my shot. Okay, when the polio vaccine came out, 1955, we were 2 years away from having satellites. We didn't have satellites! And people lined up to get the polio vaccine. Now it's 2021. There's robots on Mars. We have individual world brains in our pockets. And there's people going, that needle's got witch poison in it, I tells you. I'm telling you. Thank you very much, everybody. Be safe. Good night.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow. 2 o'clock, we'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Stan the man.
Hey, Dr. Bastardo, how are you? Season's greetings. I guess it's appropriate to say that now. Happy holidays. Are you getting ready for Christmas?
Well, I guess you could say that. And your wife has an appointment.
Then call her.
On Friday.
Yeah.
And I need you to keep your hands off her Thursday night. Okay? Sleep in separate beds if you have to. I don't want you near her.
For Thursday. And then you're seeing her on... Does she know she has an appointment on Friday? And that I'm not supposed to touch her on Thursday?
Yeah, because I want her clean. I don't want you touching. Now, some people would say that's not medically necessary,
yes!
But I'm asking you as a friend, as a patient, as a courtesy.
Okay.
Don't mess her up.
Shouldn't you be calling her? This is stuff between her and her doctor.
Oh, and also.
What?
When is Junior going to man up and get those tonsils removed?
Wait a second. Can you do that for him? Can you?
Yeah.
You can remove Junior. He can remove your tonsils.
I don't know if I want to go to you, Bastardo. I'm sorry, but I have a consultation coming up in a week.
Do you know who does this on a routine basis with adults, Doc? Other than yourself, he could have gotten at least a referral. You'd get a little kickback.
Well, I don't know. Does he have any insurance?
Yeah, thanks to Obamacare.
Then you're probably going to go see Dr. Ivermectin.
Dr. Ivermectin?
Yeah, he's new.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing that name on the appointment. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going for... But how many of those have you done? You've done a lot of removing of tonsils. That's a pretty big procedure for an adult, isn't it, Doc?
Oh, yeah. I don't like doing it because you can kill an adult.
There's that bedside manner.
Yeah,
wait a
too
second.
Much liability for me. You need somebody that's new in the business. You gotta earn it.
Is this guy any good?
Because
I'm like super nervous about it.
Well, you know, he's kind of a success story. He's an immigrant. Just got here from Afghanistan. In Afghanistan. He's a very proud man. He's a veterinarian in Afghanistan, but over here he's a doctor.
Whoa, did he say veterinarian?
Wouldn't that be the opposite, that he was a doctor over in Afghanistan and here he's a veterinarian?
I don't know. It was something like that.
So the way you know this guy, he's a veterinarian?
Yeah, but he's from Afghanistan, so the equivalent of a veterinarian over there is a doctor over here.
I don't think that's right. I think it's opposite.
I'm not sure.
Like, I got a dental hygienist here who in his country from another land was a dentist, but you can't be a dentist in America. He can only be a hygienist until he passes the test.
I thought America was a land of opportunity.
It is an opportunity, but you can't be a dentist or a doctor from another land until you go and pass the medical stuff here. When was the last time you got a refresher course? I mean, don't you have to go annually to get updated on the latest procedures and things like that?
Oh, you mean conferences, conventions?
Yes.
I go to every single one of them.
And then don't you go and get certified all over again?
No. I do is I have cocktails and I email Nancy the info and she fills it out for me.
So that's why you're going around saying the Omicron, don't worry about it.
Not a big deal.
Right.
You see, with the Omicron, I think by now I'm allowed to say that everybody knows this is a man-made disease.
You're a medical doctor. You're a medical doctor.
It was created by the Red Chinese, People's Liberation Army people.
People's Liberation Army?
Yeah, in Wuhan, China. That's where they had to set up, and then they funneled dollars.
People's Liberation Army? Wasn't that what Patty Hearst got kidnapped with?
No. That was a different one.
What was that?
Oh, God, what was the name of that? It was the PLA. It was the Symbionese Liberation Army, SLA. That's what you're thinking about.
Yeah.
This deal you got going on Tuesday, how are we with baked goods?
You're not going to... No baked goods.
Because I got a problem.
What's the matter?
Don't tell anybody.
No baked goods.
Nancy has convinced herself that she's a baker. And she's a bitter old maid, lives alone, and at this time of year, she gets very lonely. So she makes up for it by making the most god-awful baked goods.
And you want to give it to kids?
Yeah, I figured I'd bring it to you.
No, I don't want it.
You know the charities and all that.
No, nobody wants that.
Who wants stuff? Because I know how to donate, you know, canned goods.
Yeah, that's fine.
What about stuff that's still warm?
No!
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.